سحب إيمانا إيمانا تعلم لسح.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The head of NATO says the war in Ukraine could last for years. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called for continued steadfast support from Ukraine's allies as Russian forces battle for territory in the country's east, according to a report in a German newspaper. Stoltenberg said supplying state-of-the-art weaponry to Ukrainian troops would boost the chance of freeing its eastern region of Donbas from Russian control. After failing to take the capital, Kyiv, early in the war, Russian forces have focused efforts in recent weeks on trying to take complete control of the Donbas, parts of which were already under the control of Russian-backed separatists before the February 24th invasion. Germany's economic minister says the country will limit the use of gas for electricity production amid concerns of shortages in supply from Russia. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
German economy minister Robert Habeck says the country will limit its gas usage amid concerns about possible shortages from Russia. Last week, the Russian gas company Gazprom announced it was reducing supplies through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany. While Russia claims technical reasons, Habeck believes it was politically motivated. He says Germany will try to compensate for the move by increasing the burning of coal, a more polluting fossil fuel. I'm Naomi Shannon.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Sunday a recession in the United States is not inevitable. During an interview on ABC TV, Yellen said she expects the economy to slow as it transitions to stable growth. The U.S. economy has recovered strongly from the damage wrought by COVID-19, but soaring inflation and supply chain delays, worsened by the war in Ukraine, have raised concerns. But Yellen said she did not believe that a drop-off in consumer spending is the likely cause of a recession.
I don't see a drop-off in consumer spending is a likely cause of a recession in the months ahead. And the labor market is very strong.
This is VOA News. Yellen argued the U.S. labor market is arguably the strongest of the post-war period, and she predicted that the pace of inflation would slow in coming months. Yellen's remarks come just days after the U.S. Federal Reserve hiked interest rates, raising fears of an economic contraction. The leaders of seven nations comprising the East African Community Bloc will meet Monday to discuss the security situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo's violence-torn East. That's according to the Kenyan presidency. The meeting comes as heavy fighting revives decades-old animosities, with the DRC blaming neighboring Rwanda for the recent resurgence of the M23 rebel group. Rwanda has repeatedly denied backing the rebels, while both countries have accused each other of carrying out cross-border shelling. On Wednesday, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta called for the deployment of a regional force in eastern DRC to restore peace, but Kinshasa said it would not accept Rwanda's participation in the operation. Regional commanders were expected to meet on Sunday to finalize preparations for the deployment of the joint force. And Colombians are choosing between a leftist former rebel and an unpredictable millionaire in a presidential runoff election that promises to reshape the country after a first round of voting that punished the established political class. Sunday's election in the South American country lacks a clear frontrunner. Polls show Gustavo Petro and Rodolfo Hernandez practically tied since beating other candidates in the May 29th election. Colombians are voting amid more widespread discontent over rising inequality, inflation, and violence. The satisfaction with the country's conditions is such that voters turn their backs on the long-governing centrist and right-leaning politicians. Repeating our top story, the head of NATO says the war in Ukraine could last for years. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called for continued steadfast support from Ukraine's allies as Russian forces battle for territory in the country's east. That's according to a report in a German newspaper. Stoltenberg said supplying state-of-the-art weaponry to Ukrainian troops would boost the chances of freeing its eastern region of Donbas from Russian control. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering. Visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.